Okay, we are zeichet to start, Mr. Shem, the eighth parak of Gittin, Hazoyrek. Says the Mishnah, Hazoyrek get l'ishto. A man throws a get to his wife, v'hi besoich besa, and she happens to be in her house, or besoich hatzera, or she's in her courtyard, harezu migureshes. She is thereby migureshes. Rashi points out that we're talking about the nichsei melug. What are nichsei melug? Nichsei melug are the properties that she brings into the marriage that she owns. The actual principal, she owns the actual goof of the property or the assets, and the husband just enjoys the payros, right? So if she brings in a field, it's her field, and the husband just, while they're married, he's able to enjoy the fruits of the field. Okay, so it belongs to her. So the halacha is hareza migureshes. Zarku lo besoch beso o besoch chatzero, if he throws her again inside of his house or inside of his chatzer, Afilu, I'm going to go with the gears on the side. Afilu, he imo. Even if she is with him there, she's mamish right there. Bemita, not only stam there, she bemita, very very close, right? The din is ena migureshes. She's not migureshes because here it's talking about his property, and she can't be migureshes with his property. However, losocheka or losoch kalasa harezu migureshes. But if he puts it into her lap or into her kalasa, which Rashi says some type of sal, a basket that the women use, so then she'll be migureshes. Even if, says Rashi, afilu besoch beso, right? So in this case, well, even though they're in her house, in his house, since it's going mamish to her, right? It's mamish and something which belongs to her, so then it's going to be allowed to work. So if we're talking about her property, it's clearly her property, that case works. If it's his property, even if she's there, it does not work. But even if we're talking about them being together in his property, if he puts it on something which is clearly belongs to her, either her basket or onto her body itself, onto her lap, so then the gerushin is chal. Yeah.
If she's not in her house, but he throws it into her house, why shouldn't it work?
It does work.
Even if she's not there. But it says, the mission says, it's forget the ishto, the he besof besa.
Okay, very good. Okay, so we're gonna have to see more about this. If you take a look, that's gonna be maybe a shot. We're gonna talk about, there has to be something called mishtameris, which I was telling you that has to be that it's guarded. We're gonna talk about, does she have to be there? If she's guarding it, maybe something else can guard it. We'll see the patim of it later. But kipshuto, it's a din in her property. We're making a good aura. The lashon of mishnah here is ishto. Okay, so we'll see as we develop in the parak. Okay, good. Says the gemara like this. What is the source for such a din that you don't have to deliver it into her hand, but you can give it to anything which is her property? Where it says, I'm going to the braisa, v'nosam biyata, the pasuk in the Torah which talks about gerushin, the pasuk says, when the husband gives the get to his wife, v'nosam biyata, he puts it in her hand. So the braisa darshan, ain li ela yada, I only know that it has to put into her hand. Gaga chatzera v'karpifa. What if he puts it in to the gag, he puts it on the roof, he puts it into her courtyard, and other type of property that she has, a karpif, minayin. How do we know that that's also good? Tav lomer v'nosan mikol makum. The fact that the Torah uses the word v'nosan, that's an inclusive term that it tells me that in any types of, any one of these situations, the get is chal. Now Rashi explains the drash a little bit more. Rashi says that the Torah could have used the words, could have written in the way, biyada, he could have used the word biyada first, right? Instead of saying v'nosan biyada, he could have said u'biyada yitnenu. Now biyada yitnenu would have the implication, in her hand is it put, not anywhere else, right? Dafka her hand. From the fact that the Torah says v'nosan biyada, Kilu puts the word v'nosan by itself, so we're dashing the word v'nosan by itself, besides the yad, it's tama v'nosan. So what is v'nosan? It's coming to include other places, namely these cases of her things which belong to her. However, what do we do with the word? In the end of the day, the Torah does use the word yada. So, what is yada coming to teach? So that's what Rashi says. It has to be doime to her yad, which is that it's mishtameris and it's ledaita. She knows about it and that it's being guarded, right? It's being guarded in a way that she knows about it. Okay, so we're darshing all the words now. The nasan by itself, but also it has to be like the yada. That's the drush. Says the Gemara Vayter, V'tan Nami Hachi, we learned a similar halacha, gabe ganov, when it comes to a ganov. There the pasuk also uses the word yodo, as you have here on the side, biyodo. If, the Torah finishes off, hagneva mishura ad chamor ad seh chayim shnai misham, if the gneva is found in the hand of the ganov, so we darshan over there also, yodo, ein li eli yado. If the Torah says the word yad, yodo, I would think it's only the ganav's actual hand. Gago chatzir v'kapif v'minayim. How do I know that if it's found, the gneva is found in the ganav's possession, not necessarily in his hand, it's in his courtyard, v'chuli, how do we know that he's chayav for gneva? Again, we have there an extra lashon of himatze timatze. There, we don't need the fancy drush that Rashi brings. It's obvious. It's an extra word. Himatze timatze. So that is coming to include other types of gnevas, even when it's not actually in his hand. So the Gemara asks the obvious question: why do I need both? Right? Why do I need to teach me the same din by get and by ganav? Says the Gemara, Otsricha. Both are necessary. Why? The Yashmin and get. If I just told me the din by get, the Torah only told me the halacha by get, I would say mishum debal korcha megarsha. I would say the reason why we extend it to other things besides our hand, because we see anyway, it's easy kind of to divorce a woman. You could do it bal korcha. So just like you could do bal korcha, you could also do it not directly in her hand. Aval ganav de lesa bal korcha, but a ganav, he can't acquire something bal korcha. A ganav is only a ganav when he does it on purpose. Right? You can't stuff something to a ganav's hand, throw it in his hand and make him chayiv. It doesn't go like that. So by the ganav, it's harder for him to be chayiv as a ganav. So emalo, I would say maybe we're going to be more strict, more specific, and therefore consider it to be a ganeva only if it's in his hand. That's why we couldn't teach only get, we have to teach ganav also. So why not the other way? Just teach me the din of ganav and I'll know get. V'yashmin and ganav mishum dekan sei rachmana. And if I told me the din of ganav, I would say, yeah, because this guy's a ganav, right? So the Torah is going to cancel him and make him more liable, right? Even if it wasn't in his hand, the fact that it's stolen and it's in his courtyard, that's going to be good enough. I will get, Emil, by get, we have no reason to say that. So maybe it would be limited to her hand, we would not extend it to other places. Tzricha, that's why we needed both.
Wouldn't the bar be higher because of the knas, not lower?
It depends. What do you mean by higher? The bar is higher. But we're giving him a knas, so we're going to make him more chayav.
But we wouldn't, since we're giving a knas, we better be sure that it's actually that he... the guy that did it. We wouldn't just say
no. It's not a question. No, here it's not a question of him doing it. We know that he did it. It's the question is that enough? Is that enough to incriminate him? Did he do something bad enough? It's not a question. It's not a shiloh. I don't think it's a shiloh.
Similar point. Is it enough to obligate him to pay the fact that it's there?
Yes, we want to get him. Once we know that he's once we know that he's the ganav, we want to get him. Right? You're saying we don't know if he's the ganav in a chanami, but if we know that he is the ganav, then we want to hit him more. Okay. So the Gemara says like this. Now the Gemara asks, you're telling me the din of chatzera.
Aim alo, though, by the get.
Aim alo, maybe we would not extend it to other things beyond the hand. So Kamash Mohan said, yes, we do extend it to things. Even there, there is no knas. Mm-hmm. We allow it to bichal even in other places outside the hand, like the gago, chatzera, the karpuf. Okay, so now the Gemara asks on this halach of chatzera. So in fact, the Gemara, chatzera, how could it be that a woman is going to be kind of the get in her chatzera and she's going to be divorced? In fact, the Gemara, Masha Kansa Isha Kana Baila. The halach is whatever a woman is kinda directly goes to her husband. So as soon as she gets it, she never has the ability to be kinda on her own because it goes to her husband. So what's this? How does it work when you put it into the chatzer? So Gemara says, the Gemara answers, b'kosev la, we're talking about a situation where the husband writes to her, and Rashi explains here the havamina is writing it to her right now. Right? After they've been married for a long time, when your man wants a divorce, he's writing to her, din udvarim ein li binachsayich. Any type of connection, I have none to your nechassim. In other words, I have no din, I have no laws, I have no say in anything that has to do with your nechassim. Basically, relinquishing all of his rights to her nechassim. So, if right, the Gemara, if that's the case, v'chikasav lahachi mayavi, and if he writes her this type of lashon, what does that do? In other words, that doesn't do anything for us. We'll see. But Tani, didn't we learn in a brisa? Or milachaver didn't dvar mainly al sadazu. If a person says to his friend, "Listen, I have nothing to do. I have no connection. I'm relinquishing all rights to this certain sada which he had owned previously. Ve'ainly esek ba. I'm not going to deal with it. Ve'yodai misuleke. Ve'yodai misuleke semena. And my hand is removed from it. Omer klum. What he said is completely worthless. It's meaningless.
Why?
Because it's not considered to be good enough. Says Rashi, the ma'achar shehi shelo tzarach litlav lashon matana. You have to write a lashon matana. You can't just write it like this. The bottom Tosfos explains because kol hani lishni lo mahani klum mishum. Because what are you really saying? Mishum demidin udvarim umi esek yad devaraglav solik nafshi. All he's doing is removing himself from like his involvement. Okay, I'm not going to be involved in saying things and getting. I'm not going to put in my 2 cents and everything to say about what's going on with the field. Yeah, but the bottom line is velo mi gufa desada. You didn't remove yourself from the gufa sada. You remove yourself from having a say in the matter, being involved. Okay, you're just going to be like a guy on the sidelines. You still own it, right? The guy who owns the team, he doesn't necessarily decide what's going on with the players, right? But he owns it. He's sitting on the side somewhere. He's sleeping, but he owns it. So very nice. You're not going to be involved in what's going on over here, but you own it. That's how Tosus explains. Okay, so the Gemara is saying, how is this going to work? Her chatzar, everything that goes into her chatzar automatically goes to him. And even if he wants to write that he has no, he's relinquishing all rights to the sada, it doesn't work. So the Gemara gives a teretz. Now, by the way, there could have been a very easy teretz based on Rashi. Rashi says the only way it's going to work is that he writes a lashon matan, and therefore dinu dvarim doesn't work. So what should the Gemara answer? He wrote a lashon matan. I think we're going to just answer that. That's what Taisa says. Taisa did Ramasal that Vatani Homer Lechaveiro. Taisa in Echam. The Gemara could have given that answer. Just the Gemara wants to give a similar answer they gave in the Gemara in Ksubis. So we want to figure it out even with this lashon. So what's the teretz? So how does the person relinquish his what rights? So the Gemara answers. We're talking about a situation where he writes to her that he's relinquishing rights from the field while she's still in Arusa. In other words, before he was actually Zoyche in her Nechasim. When they get married fully, when there's a Nisuin, then he's Zoyche to all of these Nechasim that really belong to her. They become, he takes possession of them. But if he does it while she's still in Arusa, he writes this declaration, so then he's preventing from that kinyan ever being chal. He's preventing from him ever taking possession of her nechas. The Gemara brings a raya, Ukadir Rav Kahana, Damar Rav Kahana, Nachla Bala L'Otam Mimakam Acher. Rav Kahana holds that a Yerusha that's coming to a person Mimakam Acher. What does it mean Mimakam Acher, says Rashi? That's not a Yerusha Minatayr coming from his heritage. It's not something he's inheriting from his family. Something is coming in from the outside, like he's marrying a woman, he's about to get new things. That's not something which is destined to him, Midya Raisa, from Yerusha. He happens to marry a woman, how is he going to take over her possessions? So something which is coming to a person, Makam Acher, Masne Alesh Lo Yeshen. A person has the right to make a Tanai that he doesn't want it. It's supposed to come to him, but before it comes, he has the right to say he's not going to take it. Ukid Rava. And like Rava says, similarly like Rava, we find by Rava, the Omer Rava said in a different context, HaOmer Yevshe B'Takarot Zachamim, if a person says, you know, I'm not interested in the Takaras Chacham. I see the Chacham are trying to give me something. They want to be mezakeh me in something. I'm not interested in it. The halacha is shamanlo. We listen to him. And we honor his request and say, okay, if he doesn't want it, we're not going to push it on him. My kigonzu, what is this case of a takara that a person doesn't want? Where is this? Kid Ravuna Marav, like the case of Ravuna Marav. What's that? Om Ravuna Marav, Yechoyle Isha Shetarmi Labayla, Eni Nezaitis Veni Oisa. A woman can tell her husband, you know what? I don't need your mezonos. And I'm not going to produce for you. The halacha is Rashi brings down a little discussion in the morning Ksuba. So Rashi here is bringing down that the Ikar Takana was that a man was supposed to take care of his wife. Why did Chazal do that? Because we're afraid a woman might not be able to provide for herself. She might not make enough money in order to make sure that she'll have whatever she needs. So there's a Takana that a man has to give her everything she needs. Now, once that Takana was in place, then Chazal said, listen, once we're already making him take care of her, it's only fair that if she does produce something, it should go to him. And the main takana was to protect her. Once, now that's the halacha, so okay, so if there is maisi adayim, there shouldn't be any eva, what does eva mean? Any strife, any fighting between the two of them, so therefore, she has to give her the maisi adayim. So Mimela, since the whole point of the takana was to go for her, Chazal say, if she says, listen, I'm a multi-millionaire, I make a lot of money, my husband's earning in klevel, what's he going to give me anyway? So I'd rather say, you know what, forget the takana sechamen, I'll keep my maisi adayim. He doesn't have to feed me, and everything will be fine. So the law of the woman has the right to say that. So that is, therefore we find such a concept that before, here's, you see an example, that before the takana is in place, before it's chal, a person can stop this Yerusha from coming. Okay? And therefore, just like in the case of a woman that she's doing it, the same thing is true in this case, that the husband, before this takana is going to be in place, that he's going to be taking over her nechasim, he has the right to say that I don't want it. Okay, and that's the main, that's the main registry. The last teretz over here, we'll get into a little more tomorrow. Rava has a whole new answer. That was up until now, we were talking about a case where he writes to her, I'm relinquishing rights. So the only way for him to do that is if he relinquishes the rights already before he's zoich. Before he takes possession, he can say, you know what, I don't want it. Once he takes possession, he owns it, that he can't do that. So that's one answer. Rava says, no, you know what? And Rashi explains, even if he doesn't write dinu dvarim in the mechzav, even if he doesn't write that, still it works. Why? So Rava says, Rava Amar, Yoda Milo Kanyula, Milo Kanyula Labao. Rava says, wait a second. Your whole question, which was a Pashat Shai question, we've asked in a manala. Why is the Gemara only asking by the Chatzah? What about the Yad? He owns her Yad also. But it's not like every time, how do you give a woman, the Gemara is bothered, how do you put it to her Chatzah? Whatever she kind of goes to the husband. So ask the same exact Kasha by her Yad. Mm-hmm. Whatever he puts into her Yad is going to go back to him. So Rava says, yeah, how do you answer that question? So Rava says, Elamai, you have to say Yesoid. This is one of the big Yesoidas over here in Perek HaZoyrek. Elagita v'yada bayin ke'echad. Right? You have to say that her Yad and the Get come simultaneously, right? Until she gets the Get, she doesn't own her own Yad. It belongs to him. So now we have a cash 22. You're trying to give her Yad back by giving her the Get, but when you put the Get into her Yad, it's not her Yad yet. So we have to say that she acquires the Get and the Yad at the same time. So just like we say it over there, hachanami gita v'chatzar, boyin ke'echad. Just like by the Yad, we have the law of simultaneity. The same thing is going to be true by the chatzar. She's going to be kaina, her chatzar, and the get at the exact same time.
What does that mean?
How long was that done?